Right, so today we're doing a deep dive into something pretty different, I guess you could say, virtual girlfriend or VG.
VG.
Yeah, VG. And I guess just right off the bat, so listeners know, it's not just like, another like Tinder or Bumble.
Right.
It's they're claiming to be a lot more than that, right?
Yeah, they're kind of positioning themselves as the answer to those dating app frustrations. So
Yeah.
it'll be interesting to see if they live up to it.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, one of the things they talk about that's, I mean, they're going kind of all in on this is this whole like fundamental physics of opposite genders. Like, they're really, it's not about like pickup artistry. It's about like,
No, it's like a much deeper level of like emotional intelligence and maturity that they're going for.
And they have this whole academy. It's called creatively VG Academy.
Right.
And the main course that's being offered in this academy is the fundamental physics of opposite genders, which,
I mean, it makes sense. That seems to be like the framework for their whole approach. Is
yeah.
this, you know?
Is this like a stroke of genius or just like a really, like they found a way to market something or is this for real,
Right.
you know?
Who knows? We'll see.
Yeah. So this relationship physics thing, what is it? Is it like an actual, like, we've got a formula for love kind of thing?
Well, I mean, I don't think they're saying it's like a literal, you know, scientific formula, but
Yeah.
they're presenting it as this set of like, you know, universal principles that can apply to any relationship, regardless of, you know, gender identity or sexual orientation. It's really about just understanding like the fundamental like dynamics between people.
Okay.
Push and pull, the attraction and repulsion.
So more about like emotional intelligence than hard science.
Yeah, it's like learning to navigate the complexities of human interaction, which,
Yeah.
let's face it, can be pretty messy sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so less about like, equations and more about like actually understanding how to like be a person in a relationship.
Yeah, how to be a person, how to
Why?
read other people,
Yeah.
how to understand your own emotions, you know, all of that good stuff.
Yeah. But it does, it's a very like intriguing kind of hook,
It is,
to
yeah.
get people in the door.
Yeah, and I think that's the question, right? Is this truly something unique that they've tapped into? Or is this clever marketing,
Yeah.
you know, to dress up, you know, age-old wisdom?
Right.
We're gonna have to look at the content and see, you know.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, we mentioned VG Academy, so I guess we could start there. So, like we said, the main course, the fundamental physics of opposite genders, it's set to launch January 2025. They are taking pre-registrations.
Wow, so they're really playing the long game a year in advance. Makes you wonder what kind of content they're offering.
And it's not cheap. It's $900 for the course.
Okay.
Although they do offer an early bird discount.
Of course.
Of
Got to
course.
get you in early, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a significant investment.
It is.
So they're definitely trying to position it as something exclusive and high value.
Yeah.
Which, again, begs the question, right? Are they truly invested in like educating people?
Right.
Or is this just hype and, you know,
Right.
generating revenue?
Yeah, for sure. But the academy isn't the only thing that they've got going on. So they also have this service called VG Tools Daily, which is, as they describe it, daily doses of relationship advice. So essentially they'll take, situations, and then they'll analyze them using their like physics
So
framework.
it's like those daily reminders to
Yeah.
kind of keep those principles top of mind.
Exactly, yeah. And it's all about repetition for them. Like they're very big on, if you hear this enough and if you're exposed to these ideas enough, it will change how you think.
Right.
But then it gets a little more, I don't know, out there
Okay.
with this thing called Relationship Gym.
Relationship gym. All right, now you've got to tell me more. What is this?
So it's essentially, like we go to the gym to work on our bodies, you go to Relationship Gym to work on your relationship.
Okay, so it's like a structured program, like a workout routine,
Yeah.
but for relationship maintenance.
Exactly. Yeah.
Interesting.
So you submit, like, you and your partner submit videos of yourselves, like, interacting.
Yeah.
And then these VG experts will then analyze it and give you, like, pointers,
Okay, so they're really taking those principles from the academy and applying them to, you know, to real life situations. I mean, that's kind of cool. But also, I'm already wondering about, you know, privacy and all of that.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, we'll get into that a little bit later.
Yeah, for sure.
But we'll get into all that.
Yeah.
But I think that, the heart of this whole thing is the virtual girlfriend boyfriend service.
Right. This is like their core offering. This is where the rubber hits the road.
Exactly. And this is where they say they really separate themselves from like the dating apps.
Okay.
It's they really try to minimize like bot interference.
Okay.
They really emphasize like human interaction, and you know, it's about creating genuine connections.
Okay.
That's what they're going for. You sign up, you choose like the kind of companion you're looking for, and then you can text, voice chat, video chat, whatever you're into.
So it sounds like they're trying to create a more curated and controlled environment.
Yes.
You know, where people can, you know, hopefully connect with others who are genuinely, you know, looking for something, you know, meaningful.
Yeah. Yeah. And then it gets even more, I don't know, they have a management agency.
A management agency.
Yeah. So like, think of it like a talent agency.
Okay.
But for, you know, virtual girlfriends and boyfriends.
Okay.
So they will, it's to help their creators maximize their earnings.
Wow. So they really have thought of everything. It's like they've created this whole ecosystem around this.
Yeah.
It's fascinating.
It's very, yeah. It's very entrepreneurial, right?
It is. Yeah.
But well, I mean, before we get too far ahead of ourselves, we've got to unpack their claims.
Yes.
Because some of these claims are very, very bold.
Okay. Okay. I'm ready. Lay it on me.
Yeah. So they actually have this thing. It's like a top VG service values list. And it's some of these are ambitious. I mean, they're going for it, right?
Okay. Like, what are we talking about? Give you the overview.
So we're talking overcoming loneliness, improving your relationship skills, even addressing pornography addiction.
Okay. So some pretty big claims there.
Okay.
Especially for a platform that's largely, you know, existing online.
Right.
So what are they saying specifically? Let's start with the loneliness piece.
Right.
How are they saying that their services can help with that?
So they're, I mean, they kind of break it down a couple ways. First, you know, they say it's accessible connections and, you know, you can have deeper conversations, especially if you're someone who maybe struggles with social anxiety, you know, going out and meeting people.
Right. So it's a lower pressure way to maybe practice social skills or build some confidence.
Exactly. And then they even say it can be like a stepping stone to then, you know, going and having real world interactions.
Yeah.
But they also talk a lot about, you know, the emotional support aspect that like just having a virtual companion can give you, that, you know, companionship, that empathy, that understanding that, you know, when you're lonely, you're really craving.
Yeah. It's interesting. It's almost like they're trying to position it as this bridge mm-hmm. between the virtual world and the real world.
Right.
But I think it is important to still acknowledge that, yeah. you know, as valuable as online connections can be, they are not a replacement for real life, in-person human connection.
100%. And to be fair, I mean, they do say that.
Right.
Like they do have a whole thing about, you know, transitioning from like the virtual to the real world.
Okay, good. So they're not, you know,
right.
saying just stay on VG forever.
Right, exactly. But the one that I was just like, whoa, okay, is they say they can address pornography addiction.
Yeah, that's a very sensitive and complex issue to be tackling.
For sure.
So I'm curious to see how they're even approaching that.
So their thing is they view it as like an intimacy disorder.
Okay.
That prevents people from, you know, experiencing genuine connection.
Right. And that's definitely a perspective that I've heard shared by some therapists and researchers who work with, you know, folks struggling with that, right?
Yeah.
The idea that, you know, when you're consuming that much pornography, it can desensitize you to real life intimacy. It can create these unrealistic expectations for what relationships are.
Yeah. And so they're saying that, you know, by offering a platform for like genuine connection, you know, having to communicate, personal growth, you know, all of those things can then help with that.
Okay.
They really emphasize like, you know, self-awareness, developing healthier relationship skills, you know.
Yeah. And all of that is great. But I think it is crucial to say that, you know, this is not a therapy platform.
Right.
Like pornography addiction is a complex issue and it often requires professional help.
Yeah, for sure. And to their credit, they do say like, hey, if you need help, seek professional support.
Good, good.
They see themselves as like a complement to therapy, not a replacement, but they do think that what they offer can be valuable in that process.
Okay.
You know.
So it's about giving, you know, maybe some additional tools and support, not claiming to have all the answers.
Exactly. Yeah. So then getting into more like just relationship skills in general.
Right. Because that was another one. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Improving those. How are they saying, how is a virtual platform going to make me better at relationships in real life?
So a couple things. One, they say because, you know, you're texting, it's forcing you to be more articulate and deliberate with your words.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. I mean, so much of our communication now is, you know, so quick and often impulsive, right? You're just firing off a text or whatever. So to actually have to sit there and think about what you're going to say, maybe craft it carefully, could that lead to more thoughtful and effective communication overall?
Yeah. And because it's virtual, it's not, you don't have to respond right away.
Right.
So they say, hey, this gives you time to process your emotions, you know, really think about how you want to respond, which especially if you're in a conflict can be helpful.
Yeah. It's like a built-in cooling off period almost.
Right. Exactly.
That's interesting. Yeah. Although I do wonder, you know, there are some things that you just can't get through text or even voice.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Like the nonverbal cues, the body language, the tone of voice. Those are all really important for communication too.
Yeah. No, and they do say that, but they say because you're not getting those cues, it actually forces you to become more empathetic and like read between the lines more.
Okay.
So you're paying more attention to, okay, what are the subtle cues that I am getting through the text, through the voice?
Interesting.
And then, you know, try to be more aware of like what's actually going on, what are they feeling?
So they're kind of saying, hey, you might actually strengthen a different set of communication skills.
Yeah.
That might actually then translate to your in-person interactions as well.
Right.
That's fascinating. I don't know if there's any research to support that, but
you're right, right.
It's an interesting hypothesis.
It is, it is. But then, you know, even if you don't, you know, they're saying like, even if a virtual relationship doesn't turn into a real one, just the experience of having it is still valuable.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
any relationship, you're going to learn something.
Of course, yeah. Any relationship, virtual or otherwise, it's an opportunity for growth,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
You learn about yourself. You learn about what you're looking for in another person. You learn how to navigate, you know, the dynamics of a relationship.
Right. And they say, you know, especially if you're younger, you're still kind of figuring things out, that it can be really helpful to, you know, kind of, I don't want to say practice on, but.
Yeah. Or avoid making those same mistakes when you're then in the real world dating pool.
Exactly. Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting. And then the last one on their list is earn money doing what you like, which is...
That's a little more straightforward.
Yeah, that's their, like, hey.
It sounds like they're saying, you know, if you're someone who is interested in maybe, you know, monetizing their social skills, if you're thinking about, you know, building a career as a virtual companion, this is a platform where you can do that.
Yeah.
And, you know, more power to you.
Yeah. And they're very upfront about, like, you know, the financial aspect of it. And they even give you the resources, like we talked about with the management agency, to, like, you know,
yeah,
we're going to help you maximize your earnings.
It's interesting. They've created this whole other, like, career path almost, right?
Right.
Like, the gig economy meets online dating.
Exactly.
It's a very 2020s kind of thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But the, you know, the other aspect of it that I think is... you know, something to highlight is they really emphasize gender inclusivity.
Yeah, yeah. That was something that stood out to me in their materials as well, that it does seem to be a very intentional choice that they've made to make it a very welcoming space for people of all genders.
Right, yeah. And it's, you know, it's not, they're very clear that it's not just about, you know, finding a boyfriend or a girlfriend.
Right.
You know, it's about, you know, connecting with someone based on your interests and values and, you know,
or like actual compatibility.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Not just do you fit into this box or that box.
Yeah. And they say that, you know, this is by doing it this way, they're creating a more diverse, you know, accepting community.
Yeah.
And people can really be themselves and not feel limited.
Yeah. It's a really powerful message.
Yeah.
And I think especially for folks who maybe haven't felt seen or accepted on, you know, other more traditional dating apps or online spaces.
100%. And they also say, which I don't know, we'll see, is it leads to more dynamic and fulfilling connections because, you know, you're not.
Right. You're not limited by those traditional expectations.
Exactly. Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see if, you know, it really plays out that way.
Yeah. It'll be fascinating to see how this actually plays out in practice. Right.
Right.
And if it does lead to this more diverse and, you know, vibrant community.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I mean, we've unpacked a lot here.
We have. We've gone deep.
You know, this has been good. But, you know, what does all of this mean for you, listener?
Right. Because, you know, it's one thing for us to sit here and, you know, analyze this from, you know,
right,
a distance. It's another thing to really think about, okay, how might this fit into my life?
Right. Yeah. And I think, you know, it's important to say, like, it's not, this isn't like a perfect thing. Like there are drawbacks.
Right.
I mean, we've even talked about some, like the privacy, the fact that, you know.
Could be some exploitation.
Yeah. And, you know, people may be blurring the lines between virtual and real.
Yeah. And I think, you know, we've talked about, you know, the potential positives of the financial piece, but, you know, there's always the risk that, you know, that becomes the driving force and not genuine connection, you know?
Right, exactly.
So it's something to be aware of for sure.
Yeah. And I think it's just, you know, it's always exciting when something new comes along.
Right.
But you do, I think you need to have a healthy amount of skepticism, right?
Totally. And I think it comes down to just asking yourself, you know,
Yeah.
like, why am I drawn to this?
Yeah.
What am I hoping to get out of this? And what are my boundaries, right?
Yes.
Like,
Yes.
what am I okay with and what am I not okay with?
Yeah. Because it's not a magic bullet.
No.
Like you're not gonna, you know, join this and all of a sudden your relationship problems are solved.
Right. Yeah. And it's not going to magically deliver you your soulmate,
Yeah.
whether it's, you know,
Yeah.
virtual or otherwise.
Yeah.
Takes work.
Yeah, relationships take work.
They do, whether they're online or offline. They take effort, they take understanding. You have to be willing to be vulnerable. You have to be willing to communicate. And, you know, I think like that's something that, you know, no platform can replace. You have to
Yeah.
be self-aware. You have to be able to communicate. You have to have a certain level of, you know, emotional intelligence.
Right. Well, so as we kind of wrap up this deep dive here, I mean, I think the takeaway is that this is it's an interesting look at, you know, where things could be going.
Totally. And it really, you know,
Yeah.
it's challenging us to think differently about relationships, about intimacy, about, you know, even what connection means in the digital age. Yeah. And whether you're listening to this and you're like, this sounds amazing, or this
Yeah.
sounds a little creepy, or, you know,
Right.
whatever it is,
Yeah.
it's an interesting conversation starter.
Absolutely. And I think those conversations are important, right?
Yeah.
Because ultimately, the future of connection isn't going to be decided by, you know,
Yeah.
Silicon Valley. It's
Right.
going to be us, all of us, making choices
Right.
about, you know, what we value, how we want to engage with each other.
Right. So be thoughtful and, you know,
Yeah. Yeah.
trust your gut. If something feels off, it probably is.
There you go.
Right.
Listen to that inner wisdom.
Yeah.
And don't be afraid to ask the hard questions,
That's right.
you know, of yourself, of potential partners, of platforms,
Yeah.
because ultimately, you know.
The most important connections, the ones that are going to be meaningful and lasting, are the ones that are built on, you know, honesty and respect and genuine understanding.
That's right. All right. Well, that is our deep dive on virtual girlfriend. I hope you enjoyed it.